it really cemented for me that I do belong at wrestling.
Disarmed him and used those knucks against him.
Well, you couldn't fit Dink in a toter, never mind Doink.
We are well known for baby hot dogs.
Or wiener pills all the time.
Held onto that lollipop until the time came to fling it across the ring.
Get up.
It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the 413 podcast. Abby, kick us off.
Well, first, I'd like to start straight from Binford production line. Handy Andy, the Tool Belt Terror.
What's up, everybody?
Next, we're going to move on from just over there, Jumpin' Jared Jorts, the King of Denim Shorts.
Nice.
Hi.
From Battle Creek, Michigan, representing the Billmore Girls, Bill.
Yo, what up, thieves?
And the Wonder Bread Warrior, Eric the Generic.
Oh. Hello.
And I'm here with you, Iron-On Abby, pressing down hard and leaving a lasting impression on our viewers.
Wow, thank you. Fabulous introductions. As you may have heard from the intros, tonight we're talking about wrestling, specifically a local wrestling company that we have been patronizing for the last few months called XWA Wrestling, Extreme Wrestling Alliance. Now, it looks like they're based technically out of Albany, based on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's kind of a newer find for us, but all the events seem to be in Pittsfield at the Masonic.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I thought we were just like a leg of the tour for them, but
no, I think the promotion specifically seems to be targeted to Pittsfield at that one venue, which is great because it's a great spot.
Well, they need a bigger spot because it was so packed last time. People were standing. There were no seats.
Yeah.
We're not waiting for our friends at the restaurant next time.
No.
Eric and I are getting there on time to get front row seats.
100%.
I'm not going to work next time.
I am.
I mean, let's be fair, though. I mean, there's no bad seats. It's that's very true.
No.
I know. But I like making eye contact with the wrestler.
You made plenty of eye contact. The guy called you out. He said, there's my girl.
So the main thing is you got to be front row. You got to be able to get the daps in. That's the big one. But really,
the little kids.
No.
Yeah.
Them kids.
Yeah. I will. If that's the criteria, Jared, I will bring my kids.
Yeah,
that's
there you
fine.
Go.
That counts. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll bring some kids and we'll push them to the back while we get high fives. That's perfect. Right. Well, this was the third event that we went to. Specifically, we're talking about Shamrock Shakedown, which was earlier this month, I believe March 7th. And we went with a pretty good crew, including Ryan, who has been on the podcast, Christina, who has been on the podcast, of course, your PCB peeps. This event, as Andy mentioned, was the best attended event they've ever had.
Wow.
People were standing. There was a lot of asses in seats as well. They had more concessions than ever. I believe potentially a paid Spotify account for the music too. We didn't have to hear any ads. That was great. Because if I listen to Bon Jovi, I don't want to hear an ad for back pain medicine or erectile
or wiener pills all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that was fantastic. So we're going to run down some of the matches that we saw, talk a little bit about some of the wrestlers, and then tell you about an event upcoming. Hope to see you all there.
And one thing I would like to say is when I joined the podcast, I did tell the PCB boys at the time that we were never doing another wrestling episode. So the fact that I have gone to wrestling now three times, is it three times I've been?
Yeah.
And thoroughly enjoyed it and am a super fan of super fan. It's amazing, guys. So I'm impressed with all of you for getting my ass in that seat and getting me to be a wrestling fan, something I never thought I would be.
I don't recall who came up with the idea to go to the first XWA
I think it
show.
Was Wick.
That's what I thought too, but it was not.
Wick. Wasn't it? It was Bill, wasn't it? Oh, it was Abby.
Okay. It wasn't me.
Oh, shit.
All right, so Abby got us to go, and then we all enjoyed it. So First time going, it was funny because we actually met Andy's brother there. Andy didn't go.
Yeah.
But we saw Andy's brother there, and so we tried to guilt Andy into showing up late, but he didn't.
Andy had like family obligations to go to, which
I did. That Nick was skipping, like always. Nick's been going to these for a long time now. I want to say like a year or two.
He's OG, yeah.
Yeah, he's OG. I mean,
yeah, he is an OG. And it was pretty immediate after watching a few matches there that like we were definitely going back and we were going to try to like get more, I guess, acclimated to what to expect and also get familiar with the wrestlers. So we made a lot of custom merch for our second round. And Bill got a shout out from Vile for wearing a custom Vile shirt. That was awesome. Abby wore a custom Slam Burglar shirt and got a little shout out and an autograph.
I got an autograph. I did pay for it, but I got an autograph.
Yep. Andy and his brother both made custom Music Man t-shirts.
Which are amazing.
Which were also great and caught some eye. We actually caught Music Man outside while we were waiting in line and Andy showed him his shirt and he was like, oh, great.
I will say, so... For people that don't know too much about wrestling, there's a good guy and a bad. The Music Man is the good guy. And for some reason, he tries to act like the bad guy. So like, you know, he saw the shirts, he thought they were awesome. But then when he comes up in the ring, he's smirking when he sees us and we yell to him because he knows he's not supposed to be popular, but he is quite popular.
It is very popular.
So to Andy's point, wrestling, we've got the baby face, we have the heels.
What do those terms mean? I don't understand.
The good guys and the bad guys.
Bill, keep up.
Sorry.
So the goal is always you want to get heat, which is sort of the hatred for the bad guy.
Yeah.
And that helps put the good guys over and gets you to root for them and find any little way to bring that heat. And we're going to talk about the most heat that was brought at this event. That was not only heated at the event, but also became heated online on Facebook.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
So we'll get to that for sure. But I would say XWA has a pretty... It's difficult because when you're watching wrestling independent and not watching on TV, you're not really like seeing the storylines being created. You're only really getting it while you're there. So trying to like formulate what's happening and understand everything can be a little bit challenging, but we're getting there. I think we've got... a little bit of better understanding of each of the characters and what their roles are. So
I think Andy and I have problems figuring out which is the good guy and the bad guy.
Okay.
Do we, or I think we all just have like better taste than everybody else.
That's
like,
true.
Come on. The Music Man comes out. He's got a ukulele. He's got a nice outfit.
Agreed.
Yeah. Andy has a bit of a root for the bad guys approach. Well, to him, they're the good guys.
Yeah.
But it's great because there's so much heat on them that when Andy decides in the middle of a quiet section to scream "Go Music Man" and everyone looks at him like an idiot, it's amazing. So we love it.
Or when I yell, "If Music Man doesn't win, we riot." But listen, I'm just gonna say this: it's catching on because he had me and Nick on one side of the ring, and then on the other there was like four people with signs for the Music Man.
True.
So I'm just saying he's getting more popular.
It's getting there. All right, so let's talk about some of the matches. So the first match was superfan John Austin, who we've seen at both events. This is our third time, versus a relatively unknown wrestler to us, Pepe Le Poulet. And I got to say, I'm really digging the superfan gimmick. I like that he's going around with the autograph book, very kid friendly. They seem to be really into him. I think he's really bringing a nice little charm there to wrestling and as the good guy. And in ring ability is like pretty top notch for the collection of wrestlers
one of the best,
there.
If not the best.
What other thoughts do we have on Superfan?
Wicked fun gimmick. I think the kids and everybody get like really excited. It's a lot of fun.
Love him. Love the hat.
I like the hat. I wish he would throw it into the crowd, you know, not towards the kids though, towards the adults. Let me catch that bad boy so I can put that on.
That would cost a lot, Andy.
I know it costs a lot. I'm just saying.
The one wearing a Music Man shirt? Is that who you should throw it to?
And Bill, you're a big fan of merch. What do you think of the merch, the foam finger?
Oh, the merch is dope. It's so good. It's so good. Like, I mean, it's a pick one up, man, because I need it. I think that also gets the crowd hyped, so I love it.
I did have this discussion with another wrestler that we'll talk about later in the podcast, but I was saying, like, I want more stickers. I want more stickers. And I have a Slam Burglar sticker on my water bottle. I rep it proudly at work every day. I want a super fan sticker for my water bottle.
Brilliant. Yes.
That's my ask.
Love it. And the match was good. I thought there was a good amount of tension building. And I got to say, in terms of Pepe, I really liked the screeching that he was doing.
It was so good.
Pepe was like, definitely really good at being like, you know what? I can agitate the crowd. Like, he was constantly yelling at us.
Yeah.
He was good. He was a good heel.
There's one thing that I would add to Pepe. He needs a baguette.
Yeah.
Totally.
100%.
Day-old baguette, too, man. Knock some teeth out.
I mean, it would be a good weapon. I mean, it would definitely add to the character.
That's another fun thing about the heels is I think you put anybody outside of the USA and like they instantly become a heel. Yeah. So it's like, oh, this guy's French. Boom. Yeah, I agree. I think the baguette would really put it over the top for the whole French theme, because otherwise it's kind of like you kind of look like a kid at Hot Topic or you're going
I was like this guy's style is pretty cool. I think I had that mustache too at one point.
you definitely did have that mustache. Yeah, I did. So I was actually surprised by this one too, because Superfan won, and I'll be honest with you, the first couple times we saw Superfan, I think we saw a solo match and a tag team. Mm-hmm. And I believe he lost both of those times. And so I was getting kind of like a Tommy Dreamer vibe from him, right? Like a fan favorite, like you root for him because he's always going to lose. I was kind of surprised that he won this one. I thought maybe we'd get a little, again, cheap heat, cheating from the bad guy. Like something happens there. Interesting choice, I thought. But I guess if you want to kick the night off right, the good guy winning is always a great way to do that.
Yeah. And the fans were happy. The super fans were happy.
He deserved it.
He put in the work. You're right. And then I believe the next match we saw was the first tag match featuring probably the greatest tag team of all time, Unleashed.
Yeah.
Okay, Unleashed are technically the heels.
Yeah, I was going to say Unleashed minus one, though, because the original tag partner wasn't there.
Yes, we had the Prospect instead of our usual Joe. But we were still very happy to see the chemistry. I think the team chemistry that they had was still, it was like they didn't skip a beat. And they went against a legacy wrestler, Doink.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great to see. And Firebird, who is also a crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Mainly because it's really easy to chant Firebird and the kids love to do it. Even at times when Firebird's not in the ring. Adults.
He knows what he's doing though. Like he goes up to the kids, he's high-fiving them all the time. Like he knows how to play the crowd.
Oh, for sure. Also great technical ability.
Yeah.
I have to say this might be my favorite match of the night. And there's a lot that happened across the night, but I really enjoyed the comic relief that was brought to this with the little, what are the noisemakers?
Oh yeah, the right? Little like little party noise.
Yeah, what are the, where you like blow into them and a little thing comes out.
Yeah,
they use like that really effectively. They'd put it in the mouths when right before they got hit, and so it would like pop out, like groin shots especially, which was just amazing.
Oh, it was funny.
It was really well crafted match.
I will say though, I was a little disappointed in the match.
Ooh.
And I only was a little disappointed because, you know, and I had yelled it a couple times, like hit him with a pie. And I felt that there was really a missed opportunity for Doink to pull out a couple pies under the ring and pie them both. Like,
yeah,
I love Doink. He's a great wrestler. And I was like, come on, just like pull out a pie. Let's hit these guys with a pie.
Well, Doink did the pie the first night that we saw them.
Yeah.
So the there was a six-man tag, and it came down to Rando versus Slamburglar as the last two. And Slamburglar obviously did his usual take off the boot and try to cheat. And when he allegedly did that, Doink comes in with the pie and hits him. So that was a pretty good ending to that night. But I agree. I always love a pie.
Yeah.
But what we're forgetting to mention here is the star of this match, the lollipop.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's get into this now. I think this is the point.
I was frightening. Nervous.
As a parent, it was frightening.
Yeah. It was the equivalent of running with scissors. Can we just say it? All right. So the prospect, Izzy, who was filling in for Joe, which tons of charisma. Hilarious in-ring presence. We loved it. But had a lollipop in his mouth when he entered the ring. And we're like, when is that going to get spit out?
Yeah.
And it was not. It was in there for like 25% of the match in the moves
too much
and
the of the
slams.
Match.
It was so much. And then finally, I think there was a body slam that it popped out of his mouth and just laid in the ring. And I was like, someone is going to trip on that.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but like Doink's going down. Something's happening. It was like one of those moments that was like probably so minuscule to them, but we're all in the crowd going like, ooh, that lollipop.
Yeah, it was... I mean, out of the it was dangerous.
And like, we were sitting with some first responders, and I did worry that like the first responders were going to have to get up and rush on stage. But what we didn't, he was the ultimate professional and held on to that lollipop until the time came to fling it across the ring.
Yes. I mean, it must have been, they must have had the plan for it. It just made me too nervous.
And let's just call this one out real quick now. So at the second XWA event we went to and saw Unleashed, Andy from Unleashed points out Abby and gives a little dance. And this one's for you, baby. Abby immediately had to go buy a shirt because she's like, look, I got I got fanfare here. I got cheered on just as much as I cheered them. So she went and bought a T-shirt. Abby wore her Unleashed shirt and got another call out
at
this one. So we definitely appreciate a little bit of love from the wrestlers as much as we like to give them. So appreciate Andy for the shout outs to Abby. Made her feel very special.
I mean, I think you got to get him on the pod.
It really cemented for me enjoying wrestling. I don't know that you could have gotten me back there if it wasn't for that moment. It really cemented for me that I do belong at wrestling.
Right on.
Every wrestling company, organization, whatever, they need the eye candy for the ladies. We got them with the Unleashed.
I'm here for it.
So match ends again with like lots of comedy, lots of groin shots, lots of Firebird chants, and eventually Doink and Firebird pull out the win again. A little shocking.
They stole it. They stole the win.
Yeah. Stolen win. The lollipop, I mean, I think, somehow interfered.
That was the only stolen win that night, but we'll get to it.
We will get to it.
Oh, boy.
I guess if we're talking about ranking matches, this one's in the top for me, or towards the top, for sure. I just love that. Again, I wouldn't say it was like the most technical wrestling that happened in the night, but I do like that it was very... just like the comedic timing and everything worked really well for me. So like loved it.
I'm going to say this. When we first were like, we're going to go to XWA, my brother always talks it up and he's like, dude, it's awesome. It's awesome. Mm. And I'm like, it's like, it's at the Masonic Temple. I have not been disappointed by any of the matches whenever we go. Like they're not WWE and there's not all these fireworks and all these crazy ass stupid bumps where it's like, oh yeah, this person can snap his neck. Great. these guys are just passionate. It comes through on the ring. Like, they do a great job and they're good with the crowd. Like, you know who you want to cheer for. You know who you want to boo. And it's just great.
It took me about 5 matches to understand that the first show, though. Yeah. I'm like, oh, wait. The first one you're supposed to boo, the second one you're supposed to cheer.
Yeah, they have a very...
That's not how it goes.
It's a little routine with the boo cheer.
I appreciate that.
But here's the thing, and this is where I think it really makes the most difference and where wrestling really shines, is that if you think about the first event we went to versus the last event we went to, the crowd participation made the event so much better, right? I think the wrestlers get more into it. They are a little bit more willing to try something. There's more adrenaline. I just think that it's such a 50-50 balance. If the crowd is good, the wrestling will be good. Like, no doubt about it. It's just going to be.
I would rather go to an XWA event than a major wrestling event. Like, if you were
hey, you're cheap.
No, yeah. I mean, if someone's like, hey, I have free tickets, XWA, WWE. I'm going to take XWA every time. Those guys are just so passionate. I love it at the Masonic Temple. I can get my freaking Reese's peanut butter cups. It's great.
Oh, that's the reason. Okay.
Yeah, I was Andy trying to smell of hot dogs boiling next to us.
Yes. The smell of hot dogs and great. Masons.
Very much so. All right. And then we go into the last match before intermission. And this is where the heat really started to come out. Right, so the previous event we went to, we had a heavyweight championship match was Justin Rando versus Victor Vanko, right? And so Victor Vanko is kind of the, we'll call him like the Dolph Lundgren from Rocky IV kind of Russian bad guy.
Wait, what guy?
Minus the flat top.
Victor Vanko.
No, you said
the bad Russian bad guy? All right, Bill.
Okay.
Come on over here. They don't have a post office.
and it's our mail.
Yeah. So what's better in wrestling than a great manager, right? Yes. So Vanko comes out. He was against Rando for the wrestling championship. And you've got Comrade Casanova, who is... He comes out, he's got toilet paper on the flag. He starts talking about how Pittsfield stinks and we need to wipe our asses better. And I was like, okay, totally agree. Like, I could do a better job personally. I appreciate the feedback.
Toilet paper is expensive. He's throwing it out to us. We appreciate it.
And then he starts getting a little bit personal about some of the like younger kids in the crowd. And this brought a lot of heat. Lots.
Yeah.
So much heat that this carried into Facebook where they're like, do not let this guy come back. And XWA, very professional, says, you know what? Banning him from ringside at the next event. Shamrock Shakedown, he is banned. He cannot come down to the ring. Don't worry about it. People in Facebook are saying, great. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So the event for this evening that we went to was going to be Victor Vanko minus Comrade Casanova against the American Avenger, who is a masked wrestler, luchadori style, but American USA chants all over the place. We know that's going to happen.
Tiny American flags.
So Victor Vanko comes out alone. He's waving his flag and then followed by American Avenger, who looks a little smaller. He's wearing an uglier
Adidas
jacket.
Red pants.
Adidas
I would
pants.
Say dapper.
Slightly dapper. Comes out and basically says, like, I can't fight Victor Vanko. He's too great. I suck. America sucks. Blah, blah, blah. I think the crowd starts to understand. I don't think they knew immediately. They start to understand that this is actually Comrade Casanova in the luchador mask.
The crowd knew right away, okay? Us in the crowd,
no,
we knew.
I don't believe they did.
I had no fucking clue, but I don't know nothing about wrestling.
The minute we saw those pants, everyone said, well, that is the manager.
Yes, I agree, the pants. The pants did throw it off. But
no American hero wears those pants.
Yeah, so he gets back on mic and he proceeds to insult another child in the crowd.
And then he throws the toilet paper in the crowd and the kid in front of us catches it.
He catches
it. So the crowd starts yelling, throw it back. And then I say, no, that shit's expensive. And then his mom looks at me, laughs, and she goes, yeah, keep it.
Yeah, Andy got a cheap laugh. We'll give him that.
I wanted that toilet paper. That kid snatched it from me. That was coming right for me.
Now, I'm just going to say this now. Like, I totally understand any parent on Facebook saying, like, I did not appreciate the humor, the jokes, the whatever that happened to my child at this event. I 100% understand that. Very fair. It's a family-friendly event. Totally get it.
Besides now, Andy.
As a wrestling fan, I love that fucking heat, and I wish he would insult every child.
Yes.
I thought it was too, it's too good. That's like the history of heels. Think about like Ted DiBiase, who used to like promise kids money and then rip it out of their hands. Like it's amazing how much heat you can bring against this by insulting kids. So I have to say, from a storyline perspective, this was so good. I thought this really, really worked.
Oh, definitely.
I was like giddy in my seat with how good I thought this was. And I loved how much hate that he was getting. So he basically says, like, the American Avenger, like, I'm the American Avenger. So then all of a sudden we have Mikey Cheese, who is a tremendous crowd favorite. Again,
everybody loves cheese.
Yeah, great merch game, great puns. We love cheese. Cheese comes out and says, I just got off the phone with American Avenger and his flight got rerouted to Russia.
Got confused about that. Is he flying from Albany?
I know, right? Like,
listen, don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's flying from our nation's capital.
Gotcha.
American Makes Avenger. Sense. He's at the White House doing something. He decides, like, I'm going to fight Victor Vanko, and he challenges him to a match and says, like, you know, I think it's like a whole, like, you're chicken kind of thing. I think what we got going on. And so they decide to fight, and it's a great match. Also, like, they're two bigger guys, so, like, seeing how agile they are in the ring, I thought was really tremendous. But this was just a big twist. I wasn't expecting this. I thought, like, either they came up with this because Avenger couldn't make it. Maybe Avenger never was on the bill, and they were just using him as, you know what I mean, like, a way to get Casanova back out.
Can I say what, like, Nick's conspiracy theory is about Avenger?
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
So Nick and several of the Pittsfield firefighters go to these things. Like, they're big into the XWA. And they have a conspiracy theory that they believe that the American Avenger is also the Russian guy, because they never wrestle each other. Oh. They never see him at the same time. They think Victor Vanko may also be the American Avenger.
It's pretty great.
I don't hate
He's
it.
Living a double life. He wants the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I really don't hate it.
Yeah, right? They think he's a good wrestler, and he wrestles twice.
Makes sense. Wears a mask.
Nobody knows what's under that mask. I will say, what I love about Mikey Cheese, and I'm like, where they're wrestling, I'm like, hit him with the cheese hat. Hit him with the cheese hat.
Oh, the cheese hat.
Grabs 100%. It, whacks him right in the head with it.
Would it really hurt, though?
I mean, a wedge? Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Wedge.
I mean, that's, cheese is heavy.
If you get that corner, man.
Right?
The corner. Yeah, okay. I agree with the corner.
Game over. That shit's sharp.
Oh, Victor Vanko is also very lubed up and shiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there might be some, like, sliding happening like that to his advantage. Like, is that cheating? I don't know enough about wrestling.
It is cheating.
Like,
100%.
Is that cheating to be lubed up so people can't grab you?
Yeah, you can't really grip
you. Yeah.
Yeah. Slide right out.
Agreed.
It'd be like on baseball. You can't, don't they put, like, putting something on the ball?
Yeah,
to get more grip on it. Yeah. That works. Handy Andy would know. So again, I love what was going on there. And then
Mikey Cheese is just, so he goes around, he hands out stuff to the crowd. Like, he's so into it. I have his picture that he gave us on my fridge, and my youngest son, Oliver, like, we'll see it and go, Mikey Cheese. I mean,
incredible.
When I eventually take him, he's going to meet the cheese.
Right on.
He also has an Instagram page called Elite Wrestling Collectibles, and he does a bunch of Hasbro and LGN style wrestling figures. He has his own figure that's a Hasbro style that you can buy and paint yourself, but he's also doing a bunch for other local independent wrestlers, which is great. They're actually working on a Music Man one right now.
What?
Yeah, exactly. So
they're super, super cool. You should follow it on Instagram for sure.
I don't have Instagram.
Just to throw it out, it's Elite Wrestling Collectibles at Elite Wrestling Collectibles.
All right, Andy, make Caitlin follow them.
Yes, that's a good idea.
And then look over her shoulder when she's...
I'm going to text it right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, I think the conspiracy is probably pretty spot on. I do like that. I did think that if American Avenger was not Victor Vanko, which again, we're not positive at this point.
Listen, it's a conspiracy theory. We don't know. Yeah,
I think him coming out with like ropes around him or something would have been hilarious. Like he was tied up in the back and that's why he didn't come out instead of the whole plane thing. But I get if they had to build that storyline. But I really thought that it was brilliant writing. And I love that they like made it a point to come out and say, Comrade Casanova is banned and everything else. And then he comes out anyway. I just love that. I think it was a good 180 on the crowd. And I thought that was brilliant. And I'll just say that after on Facebook, they were like, Comrade Casanova has broken our rules again. And we are fining and suspending him indefinitely. And so I just cannot wait for him to come back out.
So we're definitely going to see him on May 3rd.
Can't wait.
So really good.
We're all in agreement that Bobby Heenan was the best manager of all time, right?
Bill, I don't want to talk about it because we're going to be doing an episode of our top five all-time wrestling managers. So,
we're not.
There was five.
Jimmy Hart.
Paul Bearer.
Yeah. Oh my God, Paul Bearer was so good.
Miss Elizabeth.
Paul Heyman. Paulie Dangerously.
Sensational Sherry. I mean, there's a billion.
Comrade Casanova.
Bobby Heenan behind the mic. Anywhere. Commentator, manager, couldn't touch him. All right, so then we had an intermission. People grabbed their hot dogs. We grabbed some merch. I bought an Unleashed shirt as well. I should have wore it tonight. I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't customize it as nicely as I customized mine, though.
I'm going to pop the sleeves off that bad boy. Don't worry. After intermission, we had the next match, which was Dope and Filthy versus Outlaw Brandon Smith.
Who is the heel in this one?
Outlaw Brandon Smith.
Okay. Well, I really like Dope and Filthy, and I just assume I only like heels.
Oh, no. Well, we saw Outlaw Brandon Smith at the first event, and he actually went against Superfan, which was a good match. So I like this match with Dope and Filthy because he's a bit of a brawler, and I like that style. I would say like I would dare go back to like the Tommy Dreamer kind of like comparison is that like he's a little bit of like the like I'm heartbroken when I lose kind of thing. Like it means a lot to him, like a lot of passion there. So I like their character in general. And we got to see him for the first time at the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Yeah.
And wearing the Dolly Parton shirt. Which
dude,
is like,
absolutely. Dude. Huge fan just because of that. I was like, yo, this guy's awesome.
Love it. The mustache too. Oh, yeah. Top notch.
Homeboy knows what's up.
I was a little disappointed Hot Stuff didn't make an appearance.
You were. I could tell.
I like Hot
you
Stuff.
A little sad.
Well, we know.
Buddy Thomas, we know that you're a fan. This was a good match. It was a nice pickup after intermission. And this was one where there was a little bit of a surprise finish where Outlaw Brandon Smith pulls away the victory and it's just like completely shocks and stuns Dope and Filthy.
Yeah.
And I like that.
And us in the crowd.
Yeah. To me, it left a little bit of space for potentially a rematch. Right. Like it was really unfinished business. And I thought they had a good match.
Outlaw, I think he's going to be a number one contender soon. If I'm being honest, I feel like he's working his way up.
I don't hate that idea.
I can see it.
Yeah.
He's got the good bad guy vibes. I like that.
He knows how to rile up a crowd.
I was booing.
I mean, he had country music. I'm not a fan of country. So the minute he came out, I was like, listen, I can't get behind you.
Okay? Yeah. Well, except for Dolly Parton.
All right. And then this to me was the most highly anticipated match of the night.
Me too.
We had the first ever XWA women's tag match. We had Hardbody Harlow, who every time I say that, it's like a tongue twister. So I'm just going to call her Double H.
Yeah.
And our girl Vile.
Yeah. Shout out to Vile.
Hell yeah, Vile.
Versus Kayla Carroll.
Yeah.
And I believe a newcomer, Wildcat, who we saw at the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Wildcat is awesome, dude.
Love Wildcat. Got to get her on the pod.
Okay, we'll try, Andy. Thank you. By the way, for any new listeners, Andy says we have to get everybody on the pod, but then never does any steps to actually get them on the pod.
Because they're all on Instagram. No, I'm not on Instagram. Yeah,
he's still working on Nick Cage. It's fine.
Yeah, he has no social life.
Nick Cage at gmail.com. I mean, I've been talking to him. He's asking me for money.
Well, as long as you pay him Venmo goods and services, you'll be all set.
Yeah.
We'll cover that. So again, highly anticipated match. And this was a great match.
Really was.
There was a lot of good buildup where we saw there was a point where we had Double H and Wildcat get a lot of in-ring time. And there was a point where they both kind of like knocked each other out and we were getting to the moment of the crawl to the corner, get the fresh tag in, and then
hot tag.
And so this was the first time that we saw Kayla and Vile square up since their match at Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting for them two to get in the ring together. And I thought they did a good job of pacing that. Mm-hmm. I like that it was like Vile and Double H were really tagging back and forth against Wildcat. And then as soon as Vile gets tagged out, then we tag Kayla in. And so like I thought it built that up really well.
For sure.
And just when they hit, it was like these two massive clotheslines. And it just like, it was a ton of good energy in there. And the match was just really, really good.
Yeah.
Bill got a shout out from Vile too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Vile.
Yeah, we love the Vile vibe.
I want to be Vile when I grow up. I mean, I do know that she's probably a good 10 to 15 years younger than me, but I do want to be her when I grow up.
Right on.
That's great.
Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah, I love the antics there.
Yeah.
We didn't really get to hear much of it before because obviously you're in the ring and you're kind of yelling at each other. But as a tag partner, you get to interact with the crowd.
Yeah.
And there's a great part where Kayla comes around and like high fives this kid. And she looks at the kid and she's like, you're going to have to wash your hand after that. And I'm like, oh, so good.
So the kid that happened to is my student. And he had a full discussion with me about it. At work on Monday about he took Vile's advice and he did wash his hand.
You know what? I hate to say it. Vile had good advice. I think you got to wash your hand in general. If you're high-fiving, you got to do it. I think it's smart.
I was very glad when he was in my office that he had washed his hands at some point over the weekend.
I do like the Vile gimmick of the Dairy Maine, the like Pennywise reference.
Yeah.
And the kind of horror vibe. I think that's great. It's great. Like, I think it just works.
For sure.
And I think it's good. The bombshell beauty, Kayla Carroll. I think it's the great, like, it kind of makes me go back to like the Alundra Blaze days where it's like, again, the goody good girl next door kind of vibe. And I think that's great when you have the right villain. Yeah, this is a really, really good match. I would love to see more women's tag action, a tag division, which would be great.
For sure.
Love the energy. Love Vile as a wrestler.
Yeah.
Loved, like as you guys mentioned, Wildcat we believe to be a newcomer.
Such awesome energy.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. Good in-ring presence by all. Yeah. Love that match.
Definitely.
Of course, the victory goes to Wildcat and Kayla. Thought it was the right move to set us up for the main event.
Yeah.
Which was Andy's favorite, Music Man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And so just to like get everyone on the same page, Music Man, he has a little bit of like an Elton John kind of vibe. He comes out with a tiny little plastic ukulele that lights up and he sings Tiny Tim Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Yeah.
And makes the crowd listen. And that's hilarious. I love that.
In a very low voice. So you can never hear him. And
quiet, but high pitch.
Very high pitch. Yes.
You want to make sure
he put out a music video for the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Oh, check it out on YouTube. Yeah. Check that out.
Get up.
What a killer.
We'll definitely have to link that when we do, when we put this out on social media. So
for
love that.
Sure.
Against the champ from Pittsfield, standing strong, Justin Rando.
I was a little disappointed. The ref was a slow counter. Like, there were so many times Music Man should have won. And I mean, he did win.
Win. Oh, we'll get to that.
He did win.
Yeah, we're going to get to this.
So let's talk about this. So,
we need to talk about this.
The other part about the Music Man is that basically all of his wins have come when he's been knocked out. He won the Wrestle Rock Rumble because he basically like was sleeping in the corner while everyone else threw each other out.
Yep.
So won by default, won a match the event before. I think it was against Firebird. Again, like somehow just like got knocked out and just put the arm over in the right spot and just secured the victory. So the only question was Music Man going to fall asleep so he could win?
Yeah. What? Uh-oh. He didn't need to.
I know he didn't need it. He won fair and square.
Yeah.
And then they come out and they say, oh, the match needs to restart. Because
you're going to have to.
You're way ahead. Way too quick.
All right.
You're riling me up about it.
I know. I could tell. You're very passionate. So what happens in this match is we're getting a lot of energy. There's some good back and forth happening. There's some good momentum.
I mean, none of Music Man's shots are doing anything to Rando.
Yeah, Rando, just to throw it out there, is like probably the most ripped out of all of the wrestlers.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The best in shape. So he definitely like is he's more the Hulk Hogan kind of body type, and Music Man's a little bit more of a potato.
Whoa, I don't think he's more of a potato.
The Everyman.
I would say
the Everyman.
Music Man to me is like a potato that you dropped on the barbershop floor. I'm not listen, I look worse than a potato, so I'm not judging him too hard, but just in comparison, that's what I'm getting from that. I want to bring a little heat too.
I don't agree. I think Music Man's got the perfect body for it. I think
everybody loves potatoes.
You guys have the same hairline. That's why you like
him. Yeah.
He's got the voice of an angel.
He does have the voice of an angel.
He comes out, he tries to sing to the crowd, and people don't get it. They don't understand the genius.
I think we should set up a duet between Andy and Music Man. After hearing Andy sing and hearing Music Man sing, we're going to book some studio time, friends.
Yeah. Maybe a Darkness cover.
100%.
Oh, God.
Ukulele style.
All right. So again, pretty ineffective overall, but just so happens to get, I believe what happens is there's a referee bump, right? Rando and the referee bump and they both go down, and Music Man has some well-placed, was it brass knuckles or just some sort of like weird plastic? I don't know.
What happened was Rando knocked out the ref on purpose. Tried to use Nux. We didn't see it. And then Music Man quickly disarmed him and used those Nux against him.
Please stop saying
in retaliation.
I hate that you're saying this. Music Man goes out, grabs the brass knuckles, comes back in, gets one good pop on Rando, and then they wake the referee up and get the three count. Music Man is the new XWA champion.
Slow
we
count,
all
though, too.
Witnessed
the ref was one, slow counting.
Andy, he probably had like a fucking CTE or something.
Sure.
What does an STD have to do with this? I don't give a shit if he's
got a
CTE. STC? But what do you...
STC? Listen, what he does in his private life is not my problem, okay? He's a slow count ref.
Tell him to count faster.
He was trying to screw my homie, yeah, Music Man, out of a win.
Well, here's what I don't get.
They counted to three, though.
They counted to three. The match was over. It was called. Yeah. The crowd was in an uproar. We had a new champion. People were chanting. Everything was going
people
on.
People were hugging in the audience. I mean, it was Andy and I, but
there were tears. Tears everywhere.
Now, where Music the fuck Man did this other won. Referee come from to say that there was a illegal weapon used and we have to start the match over again? Where was he watching from?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Show us the instant replay. I want to see it on TV.
I mean, they were recording it. Maybe he was watching backstage. But interesting line. But it was one of those things in the moment where it felt very surreal. You're like, wait, really? They're going to put the belt on Music Man? Like, that's my...
That's not what I was thinking. Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. Eric, I don't know what you're thinking. Andy and I were celebrating. We were
on the other side of the ring celebrating. There were four people with signs.
I agree with that, Eric. It was too good to be true because
he rose to fame too quickly. He flew a little too close to the sun. So anyway, they call the match back on. Rando hits him with the bada bing bada boom, and now we're back to
the name of his moon?
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay,
sure. Yeah. We don't know. We don't have like a poster or card or something he handed us. Here's my
moves. We need one.
We do. True. And for the record, just to show how good of a host I am, I have sent them every picture, information, anything I have about the wrestlers from XWA, I send to the group. So they all are completely aware. They just don't look at them. Right. And I have to tell them at the event, that's Wildcat. Who? Yeah. It's Wildcat. You're welcome.
Right, Wildcat.
Wildcat.
Wildcat is unforgettable, man.
Yeah, you don't forget Wildcat. Like, you don't forget Music Man. Listen.
Cowboy Caviar. I'll take a heel. He's not sticking in my brain.
Every day. Okay, all day, every day. Give me a good heel like Music Man. Put the belt on him. I thought it was a smart decision.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very much looking forward because this whole controversy that happened in this match is going to bring us to May.
Shame.
Yeah.
There was some shame there, but it's bringing us to May.
Yes.
For the next XWA event where these two are going to go head to head in what we're calling a Pittsfield street fight.
Oh, can't wait.
Now, here's the thing. What does Music Man know about Pittsfield?
I mean,
because like Rando does have an advantage of knowing Pittsfield.
He knows that we don't know good music if we heard it.
True.
I think that's what he told us. That we're not very smart.
Accurate.
Also, you know, he's just making observations. People are getting mad in the crowd, and I'm just like, yeah, he's just pointing out
hard truths.
Can I throw out a quick idea?
Yeah.
Devin, if you're listening, we would love for Silver Lake Booking to book Music Man at Hot Plate for a show.
Oh my god.
I'd love to hear the full solo project here.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
But who knows? Maybe the Pittsfield street fight will go outside. Maybe the whole crowd will have to like follow it outside.
It'll be in a pothole.
Eric, do you think there'll be Pittsfield street punks?
There may be.
Awesome. Shout out to Frank and Jarrett.
Yeah. Okay, shout out to Frank and Jarrett. I'm driving, side note. Yeah. And I see a motorcycle in front of me, and the leather jacket says bare bones. And it was not Frankie.
I think it was Frankie.
If you're listening, there's a guy on a motorcycle driving around with a bare bones jacket, and it's awesome.
I'm pretty sure it was Frankie, bro.
I don't think it was. Frank, if it's you, message us. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know. I'm hoping that with this Pittsfield street fight, though, I want to see a trash can in the ring. I want to see everything. I just want to see
a trash can. Do you mean a toter?
Yes. One of those mini toters.
I want to see a toter.
The biggest heel in all of Pittsfield is the toter.
Well, you couldn't fit Dink in a toter. Never mind Doink. I
mean, come on. Oh, how awesome would that have been if Dink came out and pied somebody?
I'd be.
It would have been awesome.
Would have been awesome.
Hey, do you think somebody's gonna hit in the face with a Tio's hot dog?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Awesome.
I'm hoping that's part of it.
I don't know like XWA. I don't know the artists like connection to Pittsfield or what they fucking do when they're here or how long they're here for. But they need some Tio's hot dogs in their life to really understand the Berkshires. I would say preferably not before your matches.
Yeah,
that would be a questionable choice. But we are well known for baby hot dogs.
Yeah.
And it's just down the street from the Masonic Temple.
Very true. Very true. What about some East Side Pizza?
We're Papa Joe's.
They're Papa Joe's.
Ayo.
Yeah, well, I think if they have the same food vendor from last match, then we are in luck because I think that maybe we can hand them a hot dog and then hit them.
They need a Tio's hot dog.
They need Tio's.
Listen, these vendors, they know what they're doing. All right, I go. I'm like, listen, I want to get some sweet treat in intermission. Reese's Cups.
Yo.
I'm sold for life on XWA.
They got your number.
I'm still pissed that Music Man was robbed
of
his XWA championship. And I hope he just, you know, during the street fight, he opens that freaking toxic barrel, splashes freaking PCBs all over Rando.
Absolutely.
That actually is a good idea. I like that. All right. Well, I think the main point here is that we definitely endorse XWA as a local event in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. You can bring your kids. You can bring your friends. You can bring your sister. Maybe not your grandmother because she might get a little too frisky when the Unleashed come out. Let's just say.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe don't bring your kids. Because that Russian guy really lubes up and it's a fire hazard. I mean, one spark, he's going up.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you decide that you want to come out, we will drop some links on our Instagram where you can buy tickets. Tickets are very reasonably priced. You can also buy them at the door typically, but with the way they've been selling out lately, like,
yeah, I cut them, it close. Get them
sooner than later. Yeah.
I cut definitely. It close. I'm not doing that again.
And it's usually like $15 online, $20 at the door.
There's a holiday special that we got.
Don't bring your spouses. Okay. If the Unleashed is going to be there, because there's just too much sexual tension, they might leave.
Oh,
I mean, when I would Andy never, comes out,
I would
on
not
stage,
bring my wife because I would not go home with her. I just know. Well, and again, like just in terms of like concessions and stuff, like super cheap dollar for water, candy, whatever. Love that.
They do need the my one complaint about the Masonic Temple as a venue for this, though, is like, the merch is all like jammed and it's kind of hard to get to the merch. And I, you know, you people who've listened to the podcast before know that we're all merch sluts.
Yo, what up?
That we're, you know, unreasonable with our money when it comes to merch. Yeah. So I'd love to see a little more space for the merch. I'd love to see a little more merch. I'm pushing the stickers.
The sticker mule has a really great idea.
Amazing.
Sticker mule has a really good deal for stickers. I've been looking at them. We can make it happen. Also, we probably need podcast stickers.
Yeah, for sure. A real quick thing too. It's really rad that they give time and space for everybody to meet the wrestlers. You can, you know, put a couple dollars in, and you know that really helps everybody, helps the whole community, and I think it's really rad. You get to meet awesome new people, and it's really dope.
And you know what, though? They have like super fans too, because there's one guy that always has the Mikey T-shirt, and Mikey always goes up to that guy to shake his hand and say hi. Like, they're just good guys.
Totally.
And they love the crowd.
Totally.
And you can like throw them a little tip on Venmo if you're real happy with their performance.
For sure. I've
done for my bestie. Yeah.
Well, we're definitely fans. We'll be there. We're going to promote. And we also might have a line on getting a few of those XWA wrestlers on the podcast. Which is really exciting to us because we want to know more about how they got into wrestling. Like, what
I want to know what they want from the crowd. What do they want from us?
Yeah.
What do they want from their fans?
Yeah.
100%.
Bring the noise.
I want to know. How'd you get into wrestling? How'd you come up with your name?
Yeah.
Those are my only two questions.
That's going to be a very short podcast.
Listen, you guys got to come up with other questions. All right. It's like when we have bands on. How'd you come up with the name? I need to know.
I'll just say we did have a few folks that have agreed. We just have to come up with some dates and stuff, but we want to definitely promote. We love it. So,
and I would also say to all of our viewers, if you are interested in coming with us, we roll deep. We're happy to have a big crowd. You just have to be on time. So
yeah, don't fuck
hit us
around.
Up on the Instagram. If you want to come with us, we're game. If you don't know who to go to wrestling with, which I would never know who to go to wrestling with, hit us up and we'll be
BCB
your peeps.
Peeps. Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll or just show up. You can talk to us during intermission. I mean, we roll too deep. We're not going to be able to get chairs near each other at some point.
Yeah, we were trying to hold chairs. It was a whole thing.
Anyway. It was a whole thing.
We appreciate y'all for jumping on and listening tonight. We hope you enjoyed our conversation about XWA, and we hope to see you at the next event. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Peace. Bye.
Music Man for life.
Yeah.
Too sweet.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks that drives a girl wild. I've got the mood. That really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot. I make them shiver. Their knees get weak. Whenever I'm around, they see me walk, they hear me talk. I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your